the Chachamim during the period of the Teknes Hamikdash established many Yamim Tovim, and they listed them all off in the Sefer Megillas Tanis. Rashi writes, in his commentary on the Gemara and Shabbos, that the reason why it's known as Megillas Tanis is because at the time that the Mishnais was still being recited Baal Peh, this Megillas Tanis was already written. So it was already a Megillah. At the time the Torah Shabbat Baal Peh was forbidden to be written down, the list of these Yamim Tovim was already written down. Just the idea on which was written down first, the Tikkun, the Rav Lezer, or the Megillas Tanis, but they both preceded the writing down on the Mishnais. So the Rambam writes on the Chanukah, there's a mitzvah of simcha. How do we fulfill a mitzvah of simcha? B'shevi al tasa. There's an issa hesped b'tainis. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, the Raisa Tikkun. Where do you find such a din on the level of the Raisa? So the Pashtun says Rosh Chodesh. When the Rambam is mashma, that I'm Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam interprets the Gemara in tainis, that I'm Rosh Chodesh, there's an issa hesped b'tainis min haTorah, because there's a mitzvah of simcha. On Sholosh Regalim, there's a mitzvah of simcha b'kumbi ase. You have to do something to put yourself in the mood of simcha. And Rosh Chodesh is just a mitzvah of simcha b'sheva al tas, and not to violate the mitzvah of simcha by performing hesped v'tainis. Thank you very much. So that's what they instituted by all of these Yamim Tovim on Megillas Tainis. The Gemara quotes snatches from the Megillas Tainis. So the Gemara quotes that on there are more chamedikim Yamim Tovim and less chamedikim Yamim Tovim. So by the more chamedikim Yamim Tovim, lifneim al achreim is also the tainus, the day before the day after. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that this long list of 50 Yamim Tovim of the Megillas Tainus that were all instituted is man by sheni, at the time of the Churban Abayis there was a big machlokes hatanoim, and then it continued on till the days of the Amoraim, went on through and through. The Gemara finally came to the conclusion, deep into the days of Amoraim, that batal Megillas Tainis. We no longer observe these Yamim Tovim. So the Gemara says, with the exception of Chanukah and Purim, these two we still observe. So the Shita Mekubetz is printed on the side of the Gemara. Menachas quotes the Machlokes HaRishonim, whether loy batal Megillas Tainis is only with respect to Chanukah and Purim proper. What about Lefneim al Achreim? What about the day before, the day after? Is it also the tainus on Erev Chanukah tomorrow? Someone for some reason or another, someone has a chayla b'saf beso, someone has an exam, and he's nervous about the final, or he has an interview, and he's nervous that he wants to fast. Would you say that it's also to fast on Erev Chanukah, or the day after Chanukah? So the pashtus is, so it's a machlekes, and Shulchan Aruch they quote the two opinions. Rav Soloveitchik used to say the pashtus is that the lifneim al achreim were batal. Only Chanukah and Purim proper. V'haraya, if it would have been us of the tainus lefneim al achreim, so we wouldn't say tachnun erev Chanukah in the morning. We only delete tachnun erev Chanukah and Purim, erev Purim in the afternoon by mincha, like erev Rosh Chodesh, like erev Yontif. But in the morning we do say tachnun. If it would have been like that, it's a semi-holiday, that it's like lefneim of the Yamim Tovim Megillas Tainis, that is an Issa Tainis, even on the day before. So you should really delete the Tachnun before. So the Pashtus is that we really hold that Batal Megillas Tainis, with respect to all the Yamim Tovim, even with respect to Chanukah, with respect to Lefneim Achreim, is Batla, and only the actual Yontav itself is Loi Batla. So the first mitzvah of the Yontav is the mitzvah of Simcha, namely that it's also the Hesped B'Tainis. Rabitzel Panavision was a very original thinker. He's a very big Baal Mechadish. A big Baal Mechadish. They all read Rab Chaim, was the Shtayman from Rabitzel's Koyach HaChidish, Moiridik. So, but when it came Halacha L'maisa, so all the Rabbanim of his generation said, we don't follow his Chidish. So he had such a wild Chidish, and he gave to Chanukah and Purim, or let's say Rish Chidish, that you're not permitted to deliver a Hesped. It's also the Hesped of Tainus. He said, the reason why you're not allowed to deliver a Hesped is because of the mitzvah of Simcha, Simcha B'Shevi Al Tasa. So that means everybody else except for the relatives are not allowed to deliver a Hesped. But the relatives are owning him, so they're not allowed to fulfill any mitzvahs. So since they're not allowed to fulfill any mitzvahs, it's included in Tilla Kvura, they're not allowed to observe any mitzvahs. So they're not allowed to observe the mitzvah of Simcha. So they're permitted to deliver Hesped. That makes life easy. If you allow the Oinonim to deliver Hesped, so at least the Hesped is delivered. His opinion was not accepted because it's generally assumed that the Issa Hesped is not only on the one who delivers the Hesped, it's on the one who listens to the Hesped as well. That's what the Poskim wrote about when you have B'nai Chutz Lords visiting Eretz Yisrael. And traditionally, Rabbi Yosef Kara writes, Rabbi Yosef Kara lived in Eretz Yisrael. They used to have tourists coming from the Arab nations, Arab countries. Jews would come to visit the Shalosh Agam. So they would all observe Yantam Shena Shal Golias. So the Shaila is, on the last day, Yantam Shena Shal Golias, and let's say that's Yisru Chak, so let's say the day after. So there's a funeral in Eretz Yisrael, and one of the B'nai Eretz Yisrael is delivering a hasbit, because by them it's a day after Yisru Chak. And for the Ben Chutzlar, it's Yisru Chak, so he's not supposed to listen to a hasbit. So that's what they say. It was always traditionally assumed that the Yisru hasbit is violated both by the one who delivers the hesped as well as by the one who listens to the hesped. And that's why we don't follow that opinion. We don't follow Abitzala Panovich's chidusha.
This chidusha applies to a regular
yantif
also?
Yeah, regular yantif also. Chalamoy, let's say, and Chalamoy. Usually there's no aninus on yantif, unless you're burying the mace, then it would be aninus. Yeah, Chalamoy. Yeah. Maybe what one? Okay, so he thinks in such a case that it would be mutter to speak and mutter to listen. Okay, that maybe the others would agree. Okay, the Gemara says the Chachamim were mesakein, unlike all the other Yamim Tavim and Megillas Tanis, the Chachamim instituted something unique on Chanukah that you have to recite halal. The Chasam Sofer in his Tshuva writes a fantastic chiddush that halal Chanukah is a mitzvah min haTorah. Based on the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yudalet, that the Kalvachaymas from the Midrash are turned into Reshes Ben. Rabbi Shmuel says, Yuzim and Leaves are turned into Reshes Ben. One of them is Kalvachaymas. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yudalet that they really should have instituted the reciting of Hallel on Purim, just like the reciting of Hallel on Hanukkah, because of the Kalvachaymas from Yitzias Mitzrayim. That if Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's recorded that they said Oz Yashir, it's recorded in the Chumash, so it implies that that's the proper thing to do. So that was only me Abdus Lacheris, I mean Mabis Lachaim Lakoshkein. So the Chachamim made a Kavachamim that you should say Halo. You really should have said Halo on Purim. Also, the Gemara gives a special reason why not. But on Chanukah, with that special reason, whatever the reason is, special reason doesn't apply. So therefore, the reciting of Halo is based on this Kavachamim, and the Kavachamim is from the Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpan. That's what the Chasam Sofer writes in his Tshuva. This is the famous Tshuva that after Hakamas HaMedina, the Rabbanim were discussing the possibility of establishing a yontif of Yom HaAtzmaut, and if you do establish a yontif, do you make a takana to recite hal? You don't recite hal. So one of the Rabbanim wrote a whole tshuva. What do you mean? We don't have to make a takana. It's a din min haTorah. The Chasam Sofer says that saying hal is a chiyuv min haTorah. That's Rabbi Shulam Roth wrote like that. So he quotes that tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. That whenever you have a hatzolah, in Mavis Lachayim, so it's a chiyuv min haTorah to recite hal.
We assume that Hanukkah is not a hatzolah, in Mavis
questionable. Yeah. Some of the Achranim say it was not, that's why there's no Chiyav Sud, and others say, no, that's not really the reason why. That's a question. That's a Megillah Daf Yudalit. The more Megillah Daf Yudalit says that it's a Kal V'chaymer. On the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mami, Avdus L'cheiris, he say halal, so I mean, Mavis L'chaim, he say halal. So the question is, was Chanukah really mean Mavis L'chaim? The Gemara says that Purim was mean Mavis L'chaim. Was Chanukah mean Mavis L'chaim? So the Chasam Sofer assumes that it was. He assumes therefore that the halal on Chanukah is also min haTorah. The Achronim asks, the Netziv asks a strong kasha on the Chasam Sofer, and he wants to reject his opinion, but he has to write with Derech Eretz. So because he's going to reject what the Chasam Sofer says, so he refers to him, Hagoyim HaTzadik HaChasam Sofer. Hagoyim HaTzadik HaChasam Sofer writes in his Tshuvas, the Halal Chanukah is Min HaTorah, so he says it's against the B'fei Rishi Gemara, it happens to be Daf Yudalit in a different Mesifta. It's Daf Yudalit in Brochus, and Yudalit in Manal. The Megillah, it's also Yudalit in Manal. The Gemara says that in the middle of Kriya Shema, the second parak begins with the Din of being Mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. There's a heter to be Mafsik Bein HaProkim, and there's a heter to be mafsik b'emtzah perek. The heter to be mafsik bein HaProkim between Yotzer Hamoros in Abba Rabba, between Abba Rabba and Shema, between Shema Vahoyim, Shema, between Vahoyim, Shema and Vahoyimah, the heter to be mafsik ben aprokim is a stronger heter than to be mafsik ben tzaperik. So, umo mekel ben aprokim as opposed to ben tzaperik. Exactly to what extent are you mekel to be mafsik? So, the details are machlegs are viewed in Ramneir in the opening Mishnah and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So, the Gemara raises the question, what would be the din, boy minei? 8 lines from the top of Yud Daled Amud Aleph and Brochus. There was a Tana means an Amara who's reciting Brises. So he used to recite Brises in the presence of Rav Chiya. So one day, being Brisa le Brisa, he raised a question to Rav Chiya. Asked the Mashaila, what's the din? Halel on Chanukah. Should you say Halel on Chanukah should be treated the same as Kriya Shema? That you're permitted to be mafsik ben aprokim and ben tzaper to the same extent as by Kriya Shema. Maybe I should say that Kriya Shema is deraisa, that's why you're so machma. Halal on Chanukah is only with the Rabbon, and therefore you can be mekel. Or maybe I should say the reverse, that halal on Chanukah, since it's for the sake of Pesumi Nisa, so if you'll be mafsik in the middle, so you'll ruin you won't accomplish Pesumi Nisa. It looks like you're just saying tilim. You'll ruin the Pesumi Nisa. So Gemara is not sure. So the Gemara comes to a conclusion over here. So the Gemara says, Beferish, then Halal on Chanukah is only with the Rabbana. How can the Chasam Sefer raise the possibility that Halal on Chanukah is their ice? It's against the Beferish Gemara. So the Talmidim of the Chasam Sefer were one Chasidim of their Rebbe. So they had to defend the Chasam Sefer. How can it be the Chasam Sefer is against the Beferish Gemara? So they said the Chasam Sefer only meant to say that Halal is deraisa, that you have to recite something. That you have to recite so many psukim, 4 pages of halal. May not turn your yaitza by saying the first 5 lines. Yaitza already. The whole discussion of being maksik ben aprok and ben tzaperek, by kriya shema, you have to recite these parshias may not turn. Shema v'hayoyim shemaya and v'hayoymer. But the halal chanege, true the chasam sefer is right that it's may not turn, but you could have been yaitza with the first 2 lines of halal. The fact that you recite such a long halal and you have what to discuss about ben aprok mem tzaperek, that whole discussion is only with the rabban. That's how the Talmidim defend. Anyway, the Nitziv is not happy with the Chasam Sefer, and he thinks that Halel is only deraisa the b'shas ha-nes. Halel zechel ha-nes every year in commemoration of the Nes, he thinks that's only with the Rabbani. You learn out from Oz Yashir that b'shas ha-nes, the fact that the Torah records the Shira that Bnei Yisrael recited on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf shows that b'shas ha-nes, you're obligated to recite some Halel or another. But Zechel HaNes, that you can't see from Oz Yashir, what the fact that we recite Oz Yashir every year on Shvi Yishon Pesach, that's Ben HaTorah. Where do you see that? So that's what the Netziv times. But Halel, B'Shas HaNes, is Deraisa, and that the Chasam Sefer is right, that's the Gemara's Kavachaymer in Megillah Daf Yudalei. But Halel on Chanukah is Manah Zed, the Gemara is right, that's only Zechel HaNes, and Zechel HaNes is only the Rabban. That's his timing. Anyway, but the Chalmim wa Misakeh, we assume it's been the Rabban. The Chama Misakim to recite the Halel on Chanukah. Halel is a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. So the women are not mechuyiv to observe mitzvah saseh shazman groma. In Marse, the Feirish here, the Tosis in Brochas quotes. Tosis in Brochas on Chofam and Beis, the top Tosis, quotes the Gemara Sukkah, top Lama Kes, that women are not chayiv to recite Halel on Yom Tov, on Sholosh Regalim, because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. What about Halal on Chanukah? Maybe women should be obligated to recite Halal on Chanukah, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, because the Gemara says on Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph that the reciting of Halal on Chanukah is in order to accomplish Pesumi Nisa. Maybe we should say, just like the women are obligated to light the Neres Chanukah, and to read the Megillah, and to eat the Haseba on Pesach night, and to drink our Bekoises, because Afanai B'Yosanes, whenever there's a mitzvah that's done for the sake of Pesumi Nisa, the women are mechuyev despite the fact that it's a zman groma. So maybe the women are mechuyev in Halal Chanukah. So Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva. He quotes that this is an explicit machlokes and rishayim. 2 opinions in Tosfos. So you should try to get your mothers and your sisters to recite Halal on Chanukah, even if they don't recite Halal on Shavuos Regalim. But Chanukah may be, according to some rishayim, mochomer, that women really should be mechuyev. The Gemara says they also made a takana b'halal b'hoidoya. Made a takana, you should recite Halal, and made a takana, you should recite the Yala Nisim. The Pashtus is, it says in the Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the earlier Achron, and the Behet quotes it, You're supposed to say V'yal Anisim. You thank the Rabbanu Shalom Modema Anachnu Loch. We thank you Al Chayena Hamsurim Yadecha. Al Nishma Sein Abkudus Loch. Al Nisech Shebuchal Yomimanu Al Nifasecha V'tavisecha Shebuchal Eser V'vayke V'tzahurim. Then you say V'yal Anisim V'yal Apurkim with a Vav. You're continuing. We have printed in our Sidurim, we have we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for A, B, C, D. Al Chayena Hamsurim Yadecha is one. Al Nishma Sein Abkudus Loch is two. Al Nisech Shebuchal Yomimanu is three. Is four. And then you sum everything up. So the Rambam has a different girsa. He says, on a day on which you're going to recite V'yal Anisim on Chanukah and Purim, you don't say it after you sum up. You should insert V'yal Anisim after you say the fourth Haidoya. We thank you. And then you say V'yal Anisim V'yal Apurim. Really makes more sense than the way we have the girsa. It really, it's a pirut. You're adding on. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for A, B, C, D, E, and you thank V'Allah Nisim, V'Allah Pup. You thank the Rabbanu Shalom for this as well. The Gemara in the whole sugya of Chanukah is in the second perik in Masechah Shabbos, in perik by Mema Likin, when the Mishnayis discuss Hadlokas Neiris Shabbos, so the Gemara discusses Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah. So the Gemara raises a question regarding this brisa from Megillah Steinis. The brisa says, Shana Acher is the next year. Kvon Chachamim, as a Yom Tov, they established the Chanukah as a Yom Tov of 8 days. The Halal v'Haidoya, that we should recite Halal, we should say V'Yal Anisim Haidoya. Moedim Anachnalos. So the Gemara is not sure whether the Takanas Chachamim was to recite Haidoya V'Yal Anisim only in Shemone Esrei or even in Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, that you don't have to recite V'Yal Anisim in Birchas Hamazon because they never instituted a mitzvah of Suda. Purim is the only one from all the 50 Samad Yom Tovim and Megillas times. Purim is the only one that they instituted a Sudas Purim. All the others they didn't institute a Suda. So the so on Purim you have to recite V'Al Anisim and Birchas Hamazon. There is a Chiyuv Suda. If you forgot V'Al Anisim, so then the Magen Avraham quotes a Machlek and Sakrani, where you have to bench over again. Is it the same as Shabbos and Yom Tov? But on Chanukah, the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, the Chachamim never instituted the obligation to recite V'yal Anisim in the Birchas Hamazon because they never instituted a Chiyuv Suda. The Gemara says, if you want to, it's optional. It's a minig. If a person wants to recite V'yal Anisim in the Birchas Hamazon, he may. And our minig is that we do recite V'yal Anisim. The question is, the Magen Avraham has this question, what if it's Shabbos Chanukah and the person recited Birchas Hamazon and he said V'yal Anisim, and then he forgot to say Ritzeh. He got so knocked out from saying the whole V'yal Anisim, he forgot to say Ritzeh later on. So the din requires that he has to repeat the Birchas Hamazon a second time in order to recite Ritzeh. So does he have to say V'yal Anisim in the second Birchas Hamazon? He already said V'yal Anisim the first time. So the reciting of V'yal Anisim is not Medina, the whole thing is a minig. So this is a very unusual situation that you're saying Birchas Hamazon twice on the same meal. It doesn't happen every day. Happens on very rare occasion. Usually happens on very rare occasion that you have to recite Birchas Hamazon twice on the same meal. So the Magen Avraham writes a chiddush that a minig is not binding on a milsah de lo shchicha. The no minhagim on every, I think. What are you going to say? Today is Monday and it's cloudy outside and windy. So the minig is whenever there's a Monday in December and it's Shnas HaShemitah and it's cloudy and windy outside, the meaning is that you don't say Tachnun. The meaning is that you do say Tachnun, whatever the meaning. What do you mean? So many different conditions. So there's such a Rambam in Hilchus Shchita. The Rambam lists off all the different treifas, which animal is a treifa menator, which animal is a treifa midirabon, which animal is treifa mitam minhog. And then the Rambam says, and a certain describes a certain disease, and he says, that type of an animal, it's mutam and atar midirabbanon and even mitam minig, and even if there's a minig to be matrif, that minig is not binding because it's such a rare case that this thing is going to come up. A minig is not binding on a dover shein amotzi, on a dover shein shchiyah. Menhagim are only binding on a dover amotzi. So the Magen Avraham is assuming like that also, like that Rambam. That's what the Nitziv points out in his commentary on the Shilkas. Magen Avraham doesn't quote the Rambam, but he seems to be relying on that Rambam. So he says it's very unusual, it's very irregular that a person should recite Birchas Hamazon twice on the same meal. And so he said Al Anisim in the first Birchas Hamazon, But if he got Ritzei, so he has to repeat the Birch Samazin on Shabbos Chanukah in order to say Ritzei. So you tell him he has to say V'Alanisim a second time. So the Magen Aram says, you're not Mechuyiv. The Minik, the recite Alanisim, was only instituted, was only observed on Adavah HaMatzui. The first time he benched on a meal. To say Alanisim a second time. The guy already said Alanisim the first time, first bench. He thinks that you don't have to. And many Achareinim disagree with the Magen Avram. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Haskamas HaPaskim is against the Magen Avram. Shah, the real is the root of the Magen Avram is that Rambam in Hilchas Treifas and Hilchas Shechita, that he writes that a minig is not binding on a Dov Shein HaMatzah. Why is that so? So from the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, from the Rambam it would appear that the binding force of Minhogim only applies if it's a minig HaTzibur. And the binding force is that a person who violates the minig is Parish Midarki HaTzibur. So that's only if it's noticeable, if it's conspicuous. If it's a Dov Shein HaMatzah, if it's an irregular thing that comes up once every 5 years. It doesn't come up so often. So then, if I'm going to violate the minig, you can't say that I'm Parish Ben HaTzibur. No one's really going to notice it. It's a Dov Shein HaMatzah. So that's why apparently the Rambam thinks that the minig is not binding on Dov Shein HaMatzah. But we don't really follow that Rambam. We hold that even private minhagim are binding. Even family minhagim are binding. That's not Parish Ben HaTzibur. A minig ha-yachad is also binding. We assume, like the Baalei HaTosfos interpreted the Gemara in the Darim, and after Zvav, Gemara is commenting on a Mishnah that a person took a neder that's not valid, and the Mishnah says there's Baal Yachal. So the Gemara says, how can there be Baal Yachal? The neder is not valid. The rules and regulations. The neder is not valid, there's no Baal Yachal. So the Gemara says, it's Baal Yachal mid the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, does that exist? There is such a concept, Baal Yachal mid the Rabbanan. Did the Tanoim ever use such a terminology? Oiva Baal Yachal, and it means Baal Yachal mid the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, yeah, Kidatanya. We have a Braisa, Dvarm Hamutorim. If something is strictly speaking according to the halacha is mutter, and the minig is that they don't do it, so it says you're not allowed to tell them you can violate the minig. So the Gemara says, but minhagim are not binding, minhagim are only binding with the rabbanon. So you see that there's such a thing as bal yachal with the rabbanon. That's the Gemara in the Dorim daft hezlo. So we assume that the pshat in the Gemara is this brisa that's quoted in the Dorim daft hezlo. Is also quoted later in the Dharma Daf Pei Amid Beis. So there's a famous Ran on Pei Amid Beis. The Ran quotes that there were groups of Baalei HaTosfos who had a custom not to eat fleishiks during the 9 days or the 3 weeks. We only have the minig during the 9 days, and others have the minig not to eat meat, bosa v'yayin, all 3 weeks. So the Ran quotes the Baalei HaTosfos that those who have such a custom, the minig is binding, and it's Baal Yachal mid Rabbanan. A minig is binding mitam neder. Just like if a person nefesh kisu shovel levate bisva saim, if a person accepts upon himself a neder or a shvuah, then you need levate bisva saim to pronounce it with his lips. So here in a minik tov, even if he doesn't pronounce it with his lips, it's binding mit the rabbanim. Minik tov is binding mit tam neder. What do you have called the tikkun rabbanim kaita raisa tikkun? What do you have a neder where there's no levate bisva saim? So the Gemara says you do have kol nadiv levoy lesaviyu. If a person is benadev belibo to give to hegdish, so then Nidri Hegdash Achal Balev. So that's only Nidri Hegdash. And here with a stretch we say any minik toiv, we treat Midir Rabbanon as if it were Nidri Hegdash. We say that the Nidri is Chal Balev. So we assume not like the Ram, that's the way it says in Yeriday. In the beginning of the third Chelik Yeriday, you have the whole section, Hilchus Shavuos and Hilchus Nedarim and Dini HaTorah Nedarim. So the whole Siman Reish Yudalit, that the minik toiv is binding mitam Nidri Midir Rabbanon. So we don't really follow that Rambam. The Rambam seems told that minig is binding, only minig at zibur is binding because you'll be a parish min darkiat, you'll be a parish min at zibur. And one is not allowed to be parish min at zibur. But the Rambam seems told that minig ha-yachad is not really binding. The Gemara says a minig is mitam neder. What does Rambam do with the Gemara? How does he read the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't say that it's mitam parish min at zibur. The Gemara says binig mitam neder. So there's a chuvas Rambam in the collection. There's an old collection of Chuvas HaRambam, and there's a more recent collection, about 50, 60 years ago, Blau's collection, 3 volumes, where he printed the Arabic, and then he wrote the Hebrew translation next to it. So he has a Chuva from the Rambam. It's not the old collection used to be known as the Pe'er Ador, the collection of the Chuvas HaRambam. And the new collection is Shal Chuvas HaRambam, that Blau put up, Blau's edition. So he has a tshuva where he comments on that Gemara. So the Rambam says the Gemara didn't say the meaning is mitam neder. The Gemara meant to say like this: isn't there an issue of baltoisif if a person observes minhagim? The Torah says we have to observe 613 mitzvahs. So what are you adding on? What are you adding on new minhagim? Aren't you distorting the whole religion by adding on minhagim? So the Gemara says not exactly. Just like neder is something more than the Torah. So the Torah says you're not allowed to do X, Y, and Z. You're not allowed to eat basa b'cholov. You're not allowed to eat nevelus and behemoth tamei. But the Torah doesn't say anything about the nedarim. So a fellow takes a neder not to eat bananas and not to eat cookies and not to eat potato chips. Isn't that a violation of Baal Tosif? So the answer is no, it's not about that. In a certain sense it is. The Gemara says, kol ha'neder dekila bana bama. He's adding on something that he shouldn't add on. Kila bana bama b'shasi sabamas. He should really not take on any nedarim. Strictly speaking, a neder is binding and it's not a violation of Baal Tosif. So the same the Braisa says, if a person accepts upon himself minhagim, so we allow him to observe the minhagim. Not we require of him to observe his minhagim as if he had taken a neder. Meaning, mitam neder doesn't mean you're mechuyev to observe minhagim because we treat it as if it were a neder midirabbanon. That's the simple reading of the Gemara, by Yachal midirabbanon. So somehow the Rambam did not understand like that. He says, we permit you to observe minhagim, we allow you to observe minhagim, like we allow you to take a neder. It's a different interpretation. Anyway, we don't follow that Rambam. In Yeridei, the accepted opinion, there's all sim and reshu dalet. That minig is binding mitam neder.
Some of the Rambam writes that it's not so good to take nederim because they have
The Rambam quotes that, yeah. The Gemara says that.
We don't assume like the Rambam. So we would say nederim are a positive thing, just like minhagim are.
No. We follow that Gemara. And he really, even after taking the neder, and not just lachatchili, he shouldn't have taken the neder. Even after accepting the neder, he should go be mata the neder. And if he doesn't go to be mata the neder, we say he did another aveira. It was improper to accept the neder in the first place, and it's improper to retain the neder. More correct is after you take the neder, you should try to drag your way out of it by making a Hataras Nedarim, if you can. Not every neder lends itself to a Hataras Nedarim. You have to have a Pesach Erech Harata. You can't just go to a Bez and have them annul the neder. But if there is room for a Pesach Erech Harata, you really should be matter than a Nedarim. So that here for the Rambam, that's for the Gemara.
If every Minhag Tov is based on a neder, then the Minhag Tov is also not so good.
No, so we say Nidrei Hegdish, those are okay. Nidrei Horashus are improper. But Nidrei Hegdish, we say Arikim HaMitzvah. Anyway, so because we don't follow that Rambam, we hold that the Nedarim Minhag Tov is binding mitam neder. We treat it like Nidrei Hegdish, Nidrei Mitzvah. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rav Achrayim disagree with the Magen Avraham, that even if it's Shabbos Chanukah and the fellow's benching for the second time, and he already said Al HaNisim the first time, so how many times he wanted to say Al HaNisim? He's repeating the Birchas HaMazon the second time because he forgot to say the first time. So most Achrayim say that he should recite Al HaNisim even the second time. Then the main mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the main mitzvah of Chanukah is the Hadlokas HaNeiros. And the Gemara is not so clear. The Gemara says Shana Acheres, the year after the Nes Chanukah occurred, Kavon Yamim Teitim B'Halal B'Hidoya. It says they established Chanukah as a holiday B'Halal B'Hidoya. It doesn't say that the year after they established Hadlokas HaNeiros. And then the Masechah Sofrim starts to talk about Hadlokas HaNeiros. And that's a question. Did they institute the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeiros right away? It was one big package deal, Halal B'Hidoya, and Nisa Esped B'Tainis, and Hadlokas HaNeiros right away. And maybe Hadlokas HaNeiros came later, maybe came way later. That's a question. Maybe Hadlokas HaNeiros came after the Churban HaBayis. The Gemara quotes, there was already a machlokes, the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. Hillel and Shammai were the chief rabbi and assistant chief rabbi 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. And then you had the Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai was Bizman HaBayis, and they continued after the Churban HaBayis also to fight with each other. They were disagreeing on halachic issues for many years, for a long, long time. So that's a question. This Gemara has the machlokes about the details of Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah, whether Moshe v'Halach, Apeches v'Halach, Hashid fulfill the Mahadrim and Amahadrim. So you see that Hadlokas HaNeiros was around for a long time. It wasn't instituted in some later tkufa. The Simon B'Shamah were early, but it's not clear in the Gemara whether the Hadlokas HaNeiros really existed is Man HaBayis or not. The simple reading of the Rambam is that it was all one big package takana. that from the first year on, they instituted it as a yanta for Habakkuk HaNeris as well. But others are not so convinced that that's the case. Anyway, so where are you? You're supposed to be Madlik the Neris, Zecha to the Nes. What's the significance of the Nes of Chanukah? Why is it so important that we should harp, that we should reminisce about the Nes of Chanukah even after the Churban HaBayis? All the other Yamim Tovim of the Megillas Tainus were all batlo. They were all batlo at the time of the Churban HaBayis. That's how we paskin, with the exception of Chanukah and Purim. So why is Chanukah so important? As the Gemara says, Purim says in the Megillah, it says in the Megillah, you have to celebrate Purim forever and ever. Amen. Okay, question is why? And Chanukah also, when the story of Chanukah occurred, the Gemara says, 200 years, a little over 200 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. So during the Bayis Sheni, we understand why they celebrated. They celebrated all the other Yom Tovim, we understand that they all have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. But after the Bayis Sheni was destroyed and all the other Yom Tovim were batlu, and they're no longer observed, so the Gemara says Chanukah is different. Shiny Chanukah, the Mefarsam HaNisa. So what does that mean? What's so important about the Pirsam HaNes? Why do we have to be Mefarsam the Nes of Nes Chanukah? It had to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So Baba Nesena Rami no longer have a Beis HaMikdash, so why do we still celebrate? So Nechsidush Yisvarim, they explain, Shaini Chanukah, the Mefarsam HaNisa, means the Nes Chanukah was initially prophesied by Chagai HaNovi to indicate that there's going to be a Bayis HaShlishi. That's what it means. Chagai HaNovi, Chagas Chai Malachi were the three Nevi'im who were encouraging Bnei Yisrael to build the second Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, when the Jews had permission to return back to Eretz Yisrael after the 7 years of the Golas Bavel Barav, so Reuben the Reuben, 99% of the Jews did not go back. Only 43,000 Jews or something, a handful of Jews went back, and everybody enjoyed it in Borough Park and in Muncie, and Bavel, they didn't want to go back. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo was angry at the Jewish people who were in Chutz Lords. He's angry at the Klal Yisrael, why they didn't go back. He gave them an opportunity to return to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't want to go back. So he got angry, he said, he's not going to send any Nevi'im. Punishing them, he's not going to send any Nevi'im to give them Musa. But these three Nevi'im, he had no choice. Gimel Nevi'im, Malo Imam, Bavel. Three Nevi'im he had to send because he wanted them to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Halacha says, the Sheikh Nesidushu Uvasa Shama, that's a Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, I think. So the Sifrei says on that Pasuk, the Sheikh Nesidushu Drosh Al Pi Novi. You cannot build the Beis HaMikdash without authorization from a Navi. So he had to send a Navi. So as it was, he sent three Navim, Chagas Chai Malachi, and each one gave a Navu on a different aspect. The Gemara spells that. Each one gave a different... Why didn't he send one Navi to say the whole works? I don't know. The Gemara says he sent three Navim, each one gave a different Navu on a different aspect regarding the details of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Navi Chagai is encouraging Bnei Yisrael they should build the Beis HaMikdash. And this is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's desire, Be'eretz above, Yikovda, and I will feel honored. So the Gemara says that the word Be'ikovda is written Chosahe. It's a Kriya Ksiv. Why is it? Why don't you just read it Be'ikovei? Why do you read it Be'ikovda? To indicate that the Bayis Sheni was missing five things. Which were the five things that were missing? So the Gemara lists off in Yuma, the end of the first paragraph, Gemara lists off which were the Chamisha Dvarim that were missing. Rabbi Kivegra on the side of the Gemara gives you Marmakaimus to other Midrashim, and you look in the Yifayinayim there, he gives you more cross references to other Midrashim where they list off different five things. Each Midrash has a different five things. Turns out there are five times five. There are 25 things that were missing. There were so many things missing in the Bayis Sheni. The Psukim tell us in Chagas Chai Malachi and in Ezra. Ezra was the same time. So Ezra only refers to Chagai and Zechariah. So Haloi Dovahu, why doesn't he refer to Malachi? So the answer is, the Chazal had a tradition, he was Malachi. Ezra, he is Malachi. He had two names. When he speaks as a Novi, we call him Malachi. And when he speaks with Ruach HaKadosh, we call him Ezra. So some of his writings are incorporated into the Nevi'im, Malachi. And some of his writings are incorporated into the Ksuvim. Sometimes he had Nevuah, and sometimes he just had Ruach HaKadosh. It's a lower level, apparently. Some lower level of Nevuah. So that's why he only refers to Chagai and Zechariah, because he was Malachi. The Radak points it out. And Sefer Ezra. And the Gemara says like that. Ezra is a Malach. The Gemara doesn't explain what the Hechrich is. So the Radak explains what motivated, what led them to make such an idea, such a statement, is because Ezra only refers to Chagai Zechariah. So the Psukim repeat in all the three Svarim. in Chagai and Zechariah and in Ezra, they repeat when they were building the second Beis HaMikdash and the younger people were rejoicing, singing and dancing and so on, so the older people who were 80 years old were crying because they remember the first Beis HaMikdash, and this is Ka'ayim B'Yayinim, this is a fake, this is an imitation Beis HaMikdash, it's not a real Beis HaMikdash. And the Psukim say that they were, the sobbing drowned out the rejoicing and the singing and the cheering of the younger people. There were so many old timers, so they cried so loud. Tell it, that's what it says. They drowned out the singing and the rejoicing of the younger people because the Bai Sheni was no great shakes, nothing too great to talk about. So the Novi Chagai has to encourage Bnei Yisrael. Says the Erzabod, the Baruch Shalom said, this is my desire, the Yikovda, I will feel honored. And all the people are so disappointed. This is not a good base. This is not a real base on English. He says, this will be greater than the first base on English. And Mar says, in what way was the second base on English Godol Mikvod Abayis Arishon? So the Gemara has two opinions in the beginning of Bava Basra and of Gimel, Rabbi Shmuel. One says it was taller. It was a few feet taller than the Abayis Rishon. One says that it lasted a few years longer. According to the Gemara's tradition, the Bai Sheni only lasted 10 years longer than the Bai Srishan. Bai Srishan was 410, Bai Sheni was 420. So because of 10 years more, it's called Godli HaKvod HaBayis HaZachman HaRishan. In the history books, they say the Bai Sheni was 150 years, over 150 years longer than the Bai Srishan. Okay, so maybe that's Godli. But according to the Gemara's tradition, it was only 10 years longer. So what's the big Gewaldige Zach that it was taller and it lasted another 10 years? So Rabbi Matisyo Strashon on that Gemara in the beginning of Bava Basra quotes from the Zohar that Godli Yakvod Habayis Hazeh Achron is really an allusion to the third Beis HaMikdash. Habayis Hazeh, this by Sheni hyphen Achron is alluding to the third Beis HaMikdash. Even though we're now Isaac in the building in the second Beis HaMikdash, and this one is not going to be anything so wonderful, anything so marvelous. All the old timers are crying. It looks like a fake. It doesn't look like a real Beis HaMikdash. But he tells him this is the haschala for the Bayis HaShlishi. So this, you have to do the haschala now. And this Godli HaKvod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchron, this second, third Beis HaMikdash will outshine the glory of the first Beis HaMikdash. And that's exactly what the prophecy of Zechariah was. Zechariah has a chaloim, and he envisions a menorah shel zohov and a big pool, gula al rosh, a big pool of shemen zayis. And he has in the dream, he sees two olive trees, and the olives are falling down automatically, and they're falling into a contraption and squeezing out automatically, making a whole big pool of gula, a big pool of olive oil. And then the olive oil forms into 49 streams, and the menorah has seven cups on top, the menorah Beis HaMikdash has seven neiros, and seven streams of the 49 streams, seven streams of oil flow into one cup, seven streams flow into the second cup, seven streams flow into the third cup. Everything happens by itself. He's imagining, he's visualizing in his dream an era of marvelous, beautiful, golden, everything is wonderful, everything is marvelous, the Beis HaMikdash. So the Navi asks the Malach HaDoiver Bo, the Navi Zechariah asks, Mo'ela Adoni, what is it supposed to represent? What's going on? So finally he tells him the two olive trees represent Shnei B'nei HaYitzoham Nim Lefnei Hashem. Represents the Kohen Gadol who's supposed to have Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, and it represents the Melech from the Malchut Beis David who had Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha's Kodesh. The other Melechim only have Mashiach B'Shem and HaFar Simon. So he says again, Mo'el Adoni. I don't understand, it doesn't correspond to reality. In Bai Sheni there was no Melech from the Malchut Beis David the whole time from the beginning to the end. So the other Malachim didn't have Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. And the Kohanim Gedolim didn't have Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha either. They were Meruba B'Godim. The Shem and HaMishcha was Nignaz. Yoshio HaMelech, it says in Divrei Yomim. And those who don't believe the Divrei Yomim, it's HaGemar and Yomim. HaGemar and Yomim quotes the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim. That Yoshio HaMelech was going as the Shem and HaMishcha towards the end of the period of the Bais Rishon. And all Bais Sheni, they never used it. The Kohanim Gedolim were Meruba B'Godim, they were not, they were the slightly lower level of Din Kohen Gadol, if you're not Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, but they functioned as Meruba B'Godim. So the Navi, Zechariah, asks the Malach HaDoiver Bo, the Nevuah that you're showing me doesn't correspond to reality. The Bai Sheni is not going to be such a glorious, marvelous period. From day number one on, there was Machlekes with the Tzdukim in the Bai Sheni. There were periods of time, there were years and years, that the Karbonos were brought improperly, not in accordance with the Torah Shebaal Peh, because the Tzdukim are running the show. Those are some of the Yamim Tovim in the Megillas Tainus. When they finally cleaned out the Beis HaMikdash, they kicked out the Tzdukim, and the Rabbanim were successful in instituting Hakrovas HaKarbonos Kiriboi, the way it's supposed to be according to the Masorah of the Torah Shel Ba'al Peh. So they made a Yom Tov on that occasion. So what's so marvelous about the Tkufas by Sheni? It wasn't glorious at all. So that's what the Navi asks the Malach HaDoiva, but what is it supposed to correspond to? So he says, you understand. He says, I don't understand. You do understand. I don't understand. Back and forth, back and forth. So he finally tells him, the answer is, so how does that answer the question? That's the final pasuk in Hotzei Seven Rosh Hashanah Chen Chen Lo. Next to the last pasuk. How does that answer the question? Lo bechayv lo bechayv kim beruchi. So they quote B'shem Rab Chaim that he interpreted that the Rambam explains that the kedusha Rambam Perek Vav and Hilchos Beis Abchira says that the kedusha Rishayna of Eretz Yisrael was accomplished through kibush v'chiluk. When the Jews conquered the land. So therefore the Rambam says, when the land was conquered away from the Jews in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, on the occasion of the Churban Bais Rishon, so the whole Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was bottled. But the Kedusha Shniya that was created over Eretz Yisrael in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah was not based on Kibush. There was no Jewish, there was no independent Jewish government at all till the days of the Chashmonaim. That was 200 years later, into the Bais Sheni. Way later, 350 years later, whatever. It was way later. That wasn't from the beginning. So how were they Mekadosh Eretz the second time there was no Kibush? So the answer is, the Rambam writes, the answer is, the Kedusha Rishayna was based on Kibush. The Kedusha Rishayna was based on Lo B'chayl V'lo B'chayach. It was not based on Kibush. Kim Baruchi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's going to be Mashre Heshchina and all of Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says, if that's the basis of the Kedusha Shniya, that's why Kedusha Shniya Lo Batma. Because the Shechina is not going to be Batma. The Kedusha Rishayna, which was based on Kibush, so once the Kibush is undone, so the Kedusha Soretz disappears into thin air. The Kedusha Shniya of Eretz Yisrael, which was based on Ashuras HaShchini, Kiyim Beruchi, either Ruchi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashu Shchina, so Ruchi means I convinced Korosh, I put a spirit, a divine spirit in his head that he should allow the Jews to re-enter Eretz Yisrael. But it wasn't based on kibush v'chiluk. It wasn't based on chayav v'koach. So the Rambam says that's why the kedusha shniya was like bottom. That's how we passed it. Most of the rishonim passed it. Kedusha rishonah of Eretz Yisrael that was accomplished by Yoshua ben Nun, and the shevish kavshon, the shevish chilka was bottle. The kedusha was bottle at the time of the churban by Yisrishon, and the kedusha shniya that was accomplished by Ezra was not b'chayav v'koach. So that was like bottle. So that's what the navi is told. That's what the malach tells the navi. Lo b'chayav lo b'chayach kim beruchi. The Kedusha Shniya is different from the Kedusha Rishon. Kedusha Shniya is not going to be Batla. So the Bais Shlishi is going to be a Hemshech of the Bais HaSheni. Unlike the Bais Sheni, which was not a Hemshech of the Bais Rishon was Oru Oru Ad HaYisayit, but everything was totally destroyed. So the Bais Sheni was Mamish Mechadosh. They had to build everything Mechadosh. There was no Hemshech. But the Bais HaShlishi will be a Hemshech of the Bais HaSheni. They didn't totally destroy everything. And the reason why it's going to be a Hemshech is because the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael was not Batla the second time around. So the Maris HaNevuah that they showed Zechariah about the golden menorah and everything happening by itself is not a depiction of what's going to happen during the Bais Sheni. Bais Sheni they were Tzoros the whole time from the beginning to the end. That's a description of what's going to be in the Bais HaShlishi. And the building of the Bais Sheni is considered like the Haschola of the Bais HaShlishi. And that's why it says in the Haftarah, Behotia Seven Harosha, the next pasuk says, Behotia Seven Harosha means that they laid the cornerstone to build the Beis HaMikdosh. So Rav Soloveitchik added on to Rav Chaim's Biur, maybe what it means, maybe what the pasuk means to say is that the whole Bais Sheni was at Eben Harosha for the Bais HaShlishi. Not just Behotia Seven Harosha, that the Navi laid the cornerstone for the Bais Sheni. Building the Bais Sheni was the laying of a cornerstone for the Bais HaShlishi. That was the Haskalah. So then the Navi Chagai tells Bnei Yisrael, Godliya Kvod Abayis HaZeho Achar Min HaRishon, the second hyphen third. Beis HaMikdash is going to be more glorious, it means the third, not the second. And then he says, Hinei Noechid Marishas HaShamayim V'Soaretz. The Navi Chagai prophesies that some tremendous ness is going to occur during the period of the second Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi in his commentary on Chagai says that's an allusion to the Nes Chanukah. The story of Chanukah does not appear in Tanakh. It happened 200 years into the Bais Sheni, way after Ezra passed away. But the Navi Chagai prophesied, that's how Rashi learned, the Navi Chagai said in Nevuah in advance that some tremendous ness is going to occur. For what purpose? To demonstrate that there is, even though the Bai Sheni was Chasa Chamisha Dvarm, Chasa five times five, Chasa so many things, and that people were crying. Those who saw the Bai Rishon, but still, this is to show that there is a hidden Hashras Hashchina, and it'll be obvious when this tremendous ness will occur, and this is to show that there will be a Bai Hashlishi. So this Hasidish Svarim interpret that the reason why we still celebrate Chanukah after the destruction of the second day Samigdash, unlike all the other Yamim Tevim and Megillas Tainis, that they all had something to do with the Beis Hamikdash. When the Beis Hamikdash was bottle, Chorev, so all the Yamim Tevim were bottle. But Chanukah is different because Chanukah from day number one was Shiny Chanukah, the Mefarsim Anisa. Chanukah was to demonstrate that there is a tremendous Hasras Hashchina, which will become obvious and apparent when the Bais HaShlishi will be built. So we still continue to observe Chanukah after the Churban Bais Sheni. We're celebrating Al Shem HaAsid. We're celebrating the fact that there's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. The Nes Chanukah shows that there's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Navi Chagai said. The Navi Chagai was told in advance, and everyone's going to come, all the nations of the world will come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring Karbonis to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because they'll hear about this big Nes during the time of the Chashmonaim. And this is to show that there is a hidden Kedusha, and at some time in the future, namely in the Bais HaShlishi, this Kedusha will become the Gilui.
Why didn't it be the Bais Sheni as the date for the definitive to come? Because the first Bais wasn't straight the first Bais was in the second Bais should coincide with the first one. We see the, it seems the Ikar Avedis is on the second Bais. Now, I might say because it's the latter one, but even so, if it's less Chashuv, maybe should we be doing Avedis on the more Chashuv one?
Don't know, that's what the Gemara points at. The Ikar Avedis is over the destruction of the second Bais HaMikdash. Because the first Bais HaMikdash was destroyed, then it was rebuilt. So we're not crying about that anymore. But then when the second one was destroyed and was not yet rebuilt, so the Iker crying on Tisha B'Av is over the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara points that out, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're supposed to have in mind when you observe Chanukah this year and every year. The Adlokas HaMenorah, the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara is not so clear. The Adlok has to be Bebeso. You can't just go to Times Square and light the menorah and think that you're Yotz. Adlok has to be Bebeso. Shaila is what? Oh. So you should, preferable is to light Al Pesach Beis HaMikdash. You can't light in the middle of the city, it's not Mitzurif to your bayis. You have to light Al Pesach HaBayis, Samuch, within a Tefach to the bayis. Why Mikdash? You should accomplish more Pesum Minisa. If it's Shas HaSakana, and the neighbors are not happy about the Jews lighting menorahs outside, so you light Menich Al Shulchan HaVedayah. So we assume that Menich Al Shulchan is not just an imitation Mitzvah. Even though you can't fulfill a mitzvah, you make a zecher to the mitzvah. We assume one could have learned like that, but we assume la halacha not. So we assume that menich al shulchan v'day means that you yotzei the hadlakas neres chanukah with a bracha. It's not a zecher to the mitzvah that you wouldn't say a bracha. We do say a bracha, even though there's less pesum inis. So if you light babayis, the whole pesum inis is only for the bnei abayis. So you say a bracha. More correct would have been if you can light al pesach abayis, so you can accomplish more pesum inis. Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes, can you light Al Pesach HaChotzer? They have a lot of batim in a chotzer that has a mukaf mechitzis. Let's say you have a lot of apartments on one floor, and the whole floor has mukaf mechitzis, and the whole floor, the hallway in the floor is sort of the chotzer, and each apartment is a bayis. So should you dafke light Al Pesach Beiso, or is it okay if you light Al Pesach HaChotzer? Let's say if you light Al Pesach HaBayis, only the people who walk in the chotzer will see the menorah. If you light Al Pesach HaChotzer, so more people will see. You'll accomplish more Pesum Minisa, but maybe it's too far away from the bayis. So that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says, Adlok has to be Bebeso or Al Pesach HaBayis. You light it further away from the Tefach HaSamach LeBayis, you're not Yotz. And Tosfos says, not so. Tosfos interprets the Gemara that you light Al Pesach HaChotzer. You can light anywhere, either in the bayis, Al Pesach HaBayis, in the Chotzer is Mitzurif to you, or a Pesach HaChotzer. If you light it further away than Pesach HaChotzer, then it's not Mitzurah. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paschim is like the Tosfos, that you can light the Al Pesach HaChotzer, And it's preferable to do that if you can. It's preferable because you'll accomplish a greater pisum in Nisa. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha quotes that not everybody agrees to that, but he says, all right, we'll leave it like that. Mechaber passed like that, so we'll leave it. He says, you should know that Rashi is not a Shita Yechidah. Rashi says, he cannot light al Pesach HaChotz. It has to dafka light Babayis, al Pesach HaBayis. He says, Rashi is not alone. A whole group of Rishonim agree with Rashi, but he says, okay. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, he can light anywhere in the Chotzer up until Pesach HaChotz. The Shaila is Bizman Azer. If people live in the dormitory on the third floor, so if they're going to light in their rooms, so that's al Besa. If they're going to light in the hallway, that's al Pesach Besa. Okay. The hallways are narrow. It's uncomfortable to light al Pesach HaChotz, al Pesach HaBayis. So can you light, let's say, in the lounge, down the hall, or can you light downstairs? People live on the third floor, so maybe the whole hallway of the third floor is their chotzer. So maybe al Pesach HaChotzer, but they're not lighting Pesach HaChotzer, you're lighting on the first floor. The first floor is further away than the Pesach HaChotzer. So that's very questionable, if you can light and Gansen in a different place. Then they quote the Chazon Ish said, even if you light al Pesach HaChotzer bizman hazeh, it would appear from the Ramon Hilchas Erevin that that's not acceptable. The Ramon writes, the Ein Lono Din Chotzer bizman hazeh. The Ramon quotes the Trumas Hadesh that the Bizman Gemara, there was a bias and there was a Chotzer and Chumash. There are a bias and Chotzer and Mavui. So there are more quotes from the Trumas Hadesh that Bizman Hazeh Ein Lono Din Chotzer. There's no Din Chotzer. Because we don't really use the Chatzeres to make a picnic in them. Yeah, that's a shaila. In a dormitory, maybe people walk around, they roam around from one room to the other, they walk, they take a shower, they walk in a bathrobe, or they walk in a towel in the hallway. It's a little more Hamish. In an apartment building, for sure, they don't go like that. You go shopping, you take your stuff, you put it down in the hallway for a moment, you open your 10 locks, and you go into your apartment. Nobody has a picnic in the hallway, in the building. No one does any homework in the hallways. You don't sun yourself in the hallways. No one does anything in the hallways. You just walk through the hallways. So that's what the Ramah says. In a normal setting, the hallways don't have the status of a chotzer. Maybe in a dormitory, it's different. That's a shaila. But the light downstairs, that's really a shaila. I'd say if you light downstairs.
Why would it be problematic in the lounge? I mean, when you get a room, you rent a room, isn't it part of the room? It's part of the thing you buy. It's supposed mimush to use the use of the lounge, and especially here when people use the lounge.
Let's say you have two chatzeres. Each chatzer is mukaf mechitzes, and then there's a big mechitz around the mavui. So you can't be yotze if you light in the mavui. Everyone who lives in one of the batim has a schus drisus haregel to go into the chotzer from the street, going to the chotzer, into the mavui, and then to enter into the chotzer, and then to get to his bias. So even though there certainly is a schus drisus haregel, it's a mamandik schus that he has to go through the mavui, but he can't light in the mavui. He can only light in his bias, al pesach ha-bias, or in the chotzer, and al pesach ha-chotzer. But further out from pesach ha-chotzer, that's the mavui. That for sure not. And then it's the question whether the chotzer is a chotzer. So that's maybe dormitories are better than apartment houses. Mm-hmm. So some people have the practice that they sleep in the apartments on Chanukah. You stay with someone who's staying in an apartment. In the apartments, they don't make anybody crazy. You shouldn't light in your rooms, that's for sure not, because they don't permit you to. The reason why they don't permit you to, because it was one of my star students who made a fire in the dormitory. No one ever got harmed, but there was monetary damage. There was a big hefzid mum, and a big chunk of the dormitory got burnt, was destroyed. And tells you, even in Cleveland many years ago, a couple of people got killed on Hanukkah because they weren't careful with the nearest Hanukkah. One of them was Rabbi Katz's son. He used to have a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, Rabbi Michal Katz. So his son and the boy's cousin were both learning there. So his son was the healthy one, and he wanted to save his cousin who was not healthy. And the cousin was saved, and he died. So now in all the yeshivas, they don't allow anyone to light in the dormitories because the students are not careful. Years ago, there was never any problem. When I was a student, everybody lit in the dorm rooms, and everybody was careful. But it's a different generation now. So people are not careful, so they don't let you light the rooms. So in the apartments, they have no rules and regulations. There's Hefka. So if he's staying in an apartment, he's sleeping in an apartment during the Chanukah, so light the apartment. Shaila is if he stay there all 8 days, Mishnah Berurah writes, if he stay all 8 days in an apartment, let's say the married children come to stay by their parents for all 8 days of Chanukah from the beginning to the end. So then they're considered bnei habayis. So if they want, they're yotze with their parents, hadlaka, neri shebeiso. If they want to do mahadran, they can light leil lechalecha v'yachad, they're bnei habayis. If you're not going to stay the whole 8 days of Chanukah from the beginning to the end, part of the time you will be there, and part of the 8 days you won't be there, and nor are you staying for 30 days. Let's say you're going to come in the middle of Chanukah and stay for 30 days. But the last 4 days of Chanukah and another 26 days. If you're staying for 30 days, then you're a toshav. Then you're considered one of the bnei habayis, and again, you can be yotze with the hadlok of the bala habayis. So if you want, you can light your own. But if you have tarit l'reyusa, you need to stay the whole duration of all 8 days of Chanukah, nor are you staying for 30 days, then you call that achsenoi. So what's the din of achsenoi? That's a Tosfos in Erevin quotes the Rishalmi. That's the definition of achsenoi. A person is staying less than 30 days. A person is staying more than 30 days is a ben bayis there. One is staying less than 30 days, and the Mishnah Berurah says, but if he's staying the whole duration of Chanukah, then he's also a ben bayis. So let's say he's not staying the whole duration of all 8 days of Chanukah, he's going to stay less than 30 days. So achsenoi, the Gemara says, is mishtatet bepruta. He should be kind of shutfis in the candles of the balabais, and he's yotze agav the balabais. So that's a big machleg sachrein, and what does that mean? What if he doesn't want to make a shutfis with the balabas's candle? He wants to light his own menorah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes what he considers the haskamas achreinim, that's marvelous. If you're an achsenoi, you want to light your own gizun tehet. We give you a kula, we give you a break. If you don't want to light your own menorah, so you can be mishtata b'putu v'la balabais and b'yotze b'den. Another achrayim not quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, the Galia Masechta and others, and that's our Soloveitchik thought, others hold that that's not correct. That if you're an achsenoi, the only way you can be yotze in Ner Chanukah is by being mishtata b'putu. You're not a ben bayis there that you should be able to light. It's not based on. So that's a problem. Let's say the children are going to visit by their parents just for Shabbos Chanukah, and then they're going back. They're going back home. So if they're single children, they always come home Shabbos, and they're not achsenoi, they're bnei bayis. They live there. Whenever they have off from school, so they always go home, intercession, summertime, they always go home. So they're probably not called achsenoi in their own home. But if the children are married, and they have their own home somewhere else, and they come just to visit for Shabbos Chanukah for a day or two, then they're going back, so that's really achsenoi. So that's the Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not a problem. He assumes haskamas achreinim is, let the achsenoi light his own menorah, and there's no problem. And others are not happy with that. They say, no, the only way that the achsenoi can fulfill a mitzvah is by being mishtatet bepruta. Then Rashi quotes a machlekes harishani, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and then Mishnah Berurah points it out, but it's an old Rashi points it out on the Sugya of Shabbos. Shaila is, the Gemara has a special takana haroya ner Chanukah, tzorach levaruch. Hamadlik ner Chanukah says three brachas the first night, ladik ner Chanukah, and then shon hasam nisim, and then shachyonu. And the rest of the nights you say two brachas. You don't say three, you just say ladik ner Chanukah, you say shon hasam nisim, you don't say the shachyonu. Haroya ner Chanukah, you can't say lahalik ner Chanukah, so he leaves out the first bracha. So the first night of Chanukah, Haroya ner Chanukah recites the second two brachas, Shos and Nisim Shachyonu. And the rest of Chanukah, Haroya ner Chanukah only says Shos and Nisim, doesn't say Shachyonu. So the shaila is, who recites these, when do you say Birchus Haroya? When do you say Birchus Haroya? So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi quotes a machlekes from his Rabbi Yisav. Does it only apply to a person who's not mechuyav in hadlokas neres Chanukah? He's a homeless fellow. Rashi writes, he lives on a sfina. He lives on a boat, or he sleeps in the park, or whatever. He doesn't have a bayis to call his own. So a person who doesn't have a mitzvah hadlokah, he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah of hadlokah. So then the Chachamim instituted a takana, let him say birchas haroi. Haroi na Chanukah, tzorach levaruch. But whoever's going to light his own menorah, so let him say the bracha b'shas hadlokah. Let him not say birchas haroi. The other pshat in Rashi is no, that even one who has the mitzvah hadlokah, even one who has a bais and he has a chayvus hadlokah, he has a chiyuv to say birchas haroi. So this comes up a lot. Let's say a single person is going home is going to rely on his father's hadlaka. Someone at home, his father's brother, his mother. Someone's going to light the menorah at home, and all the bnei bais are going to be yotze. He doesn't plan to light his own. Let's say he's coming home very late. Everyone's going to be sleeping. He's going to be yotze with whoever's going to be madlak at home. Fine, that's fine. But the shaila is, does he have a chiyuv to recite birchas harayah? So according to one opinion in Rashi, no. The takana birchas harayah was only instituted as a substitute. If you don't have a chiyuv hadlaka, then we impose upon you a chiyuv birchas harayah. But if you have a chiyuv hadlaka, you're being yotze the hadlaka. Someone's being madlik for you. You're one of the bnei abayis. You say being yotze for the hadlaka, so you have no chiyuv to recite birchas harayah. According to the other opinion in Rashi, not true. Even one who has a mitzvah hadlaka and has fulfilled the mitzvah sadlaka, but he wasn't there when his father said the brachas, when his brother said the brachas. So then he has to recite birchas harayah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah recommends. In order to satisfy the both opinions, let's say, I'm going to go home, I'm going to a chagiga, and I'm going to come home at 2:00 in the morning. So I tell my father, have me in mind when you light there is Chanukah, he has me in mind, so I'm yotzei the hadlaka, but what's with the birchas harayah? So it's a machlekes, what I have to say. So you should try to listen when someone else is lighting a menorah and saying the brachas. So say amen and be yotze the brachas there. You can be yotze birchas haraya. You don't have to say that you're on birchas haraya. I hear someone saying that bracha when he does the hadlaka, so I can say amen and be yotze the birchas haraya. There's a big shaila. The Gemara says one of the Amaroim always had to go home, rush home in order to be madlik Neres Chanukah. But then Baruch Hashem, he got married, and his wife lights for him, so he doesn't have to bother to go home. So you see from the Gemara that the women are just as obligated as the men. So if a woman lights now Chanukah, so the husband is yotzei neres Chanukah. So what does it mean? The husband is going to go home tonight, ultimately. He's going to go sleep at home, so he's yotzei. Or it means no. His wife is in New York, and he's in California. He's on business. So he's in Eretz Yisrael, wife is in America. And he's yotzei with his wife's hadlaka. That's very questionable. That's what the Chacham Ovadia Paskins like that, that all the Sfardish boys who are studying in yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, they're all yotze with their parents' hadlaka in Peru and in Los Angeles. They're not there. They're on the other side of the world. What do you mean? How is that called Beisel? Very, very questionable whether that's... Even Ramosha seems like that. Ramosha just makes a distinction. He says if the wife is in New York and she's madlik neres Chanukah right after Shki and the husband is in California, so she's madlik before the Zman. So the husband is not yotzei. But if the husband is in New York and the wife is in California, wife lights after Tzeis HaKachovim, so for the husband it's 3 hours after Tzeis HaKachovim. So the husband is yotzei with the wife's hadlaka, even though he doesn't plan to go home tonight. Moshe also assumes like that. But the husband is yotzei with the hadlaka bebeso, even though he's not there bebeso. This is very questionable. The pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch is not like this assumption. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Shabbos, Bachurim halom de michutz lebeisom, boys who are learning away from home have to be madlik neiru Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says that some made a mistake. They thought bachurim only means single boys. But if you're married and your wife lights neiru Shabbos at home, then you don't have to light where you are. So he says that's not correct. That's in Yiddish, he say. Abocha means a single person as opposed to a boy who's married. But in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber didn't speak Yiddish, and the Rishonim that he's quoting from didn't speak Yiddish either. Bachurim is hu adinami, people who are married. And the Mishnah Berurah spells it out. He quotes earlier poskim and sefer Feresh like that. Even if one is married and his wife is lighting neiru Shabbos at home, but what does he have to do? That's not beiso. She's yotzei neiru Shabbos. He has to be madlik here. And the dinim are identical. The dinim of Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Chanukah are identical. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva why the minhag olam is that we don't follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it says. All the dinim of Chanukah carry over to Shabbos, and the dinim of Shabbos carry over to Chanukah. Well, the dinim are the same. So the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch is that if I'm in Eretz Yisrael and my family is in New York and I'm not neither going to eat at home nor going to sleep at home, so it's not my home. So if I'm traveling all night long on an airplane, I'm in an airport, an airplane, on a boat, whatever, sleeping in the park, so I don't have any beisa. So you don't have beisa. So you potter from the mitzvah of hadlaka. That's like the homeless fellow's potter from hadlaka. He has to get to say a birchas harayah. And if he's going to be somewhere else, then he has besos. He has to figure out how he's going to be an asanoi, or going to be all by himself. He has to figure out how to do a hadlaka.
Very much fancy. So we should we shouldn't be lighting when you should be lighting Shabbos candles or not?
That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, but then Ramoshe,
no, Ramoshe talks about a different thing. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if I visit in your home for Shabbos, I should be kind. I should pick up the candles and be kind of shutvis in the Neir Shabbos, Mishtate Bepruta, just like it says by Neir Chanukah Mishtate Bepruta. So the same is true by Shabbos. Ramoshe says we never heard that anybody does that. That one is visiting by someone else for Shabbos makes a Hishtatvus Bepruta. So he gives a whole defense of the minig why they don't do it like that. But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And the other thing is also in Shulchan Aruch. It says one who is away from home, even though Madlikim Mitoch Beis on Neir Shabbos, the one who is away from home has an obligation to be Madlik Neir Shabbos where he is.
And then, just a possible
spot,
maybe could be. Because someone is Samech of Shukhan of Shel Aviv, so therefore you can sort of like based on that why he actually winds up.
But the problem is, the Gemara gives you what's the definition of Besa. Besa is either the Mokum Machila or the Mokum Shina. Either the place, Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel, in Erev and Dafa and Gimel. Where the Besa is the place where you sleep, the Besa is the place where you eat. So the Ramah quotes the Rashbo's Tshuva, the Ramon Hilchos Chanukah quotes that we pass the Mokum Machila. If they're two different locations, doesn't mean if I have an apartment with a dining room where we eat and a bedroom where we sleep, that you have to be Madlik in the dining room as opposed to the bedroom. That's not what it means. I mean, they're two different places. I always sleep over here in that building, and I always eat over here in this building. So which one is Beso? So the Ramah says, if everything else is even, we pass, and the Rashba says, we pass in Lalocha, then the Mokum Achila is Zikr. Unless there are a lot more details. Let's say the Mokum Achila, I eat in the cafeteria with another 150 people. And some of them are strangers from the outside, some of them are not even Jewish. They come in, and they charge them like an outside. There are lots of people. And then when I sleep in the dormitory, I only have one or two or three more roommates. I don't have 150 people sleeping in my room. So since the bedroom where I sleep is much more private than the dining room where I eat, so the Magen Avraham says, then the bedroom wins. We don't always say the Mokum Achila wins. If everything else is equal, the Mokum Achila wins. Let's say, for example, I have an apartment where all year long I eat and I sleep there. And one night of Chanukah, I go visit by someone, I eat by him, and then I'm going to go home and go to sleep in my own home. So that night I have the Mokum Achila is over there, and the Mokum Shina is over here. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mokum Achila doesn't win that night, because the Mokum Shina is Kavua. I always sleep here. I always eat and sleep in my own apartment. And once a year I go visit, 10 times a year I go visit over there, and I eat over there. That's not called Mokum Achila versus Mokum Shina. Since one is more Kavua than the other, so the Kavua wins. If the Kavua, one is more Kavua than the other, one is more comfortable than the other. In the days of the Gemara, like in Europe, you used to arrange that they didn't have a cafeteria. So the boys from the yeshiva used to be designated, there would be different balabatim. This boy would eat by this balabas, that boy would eat by the other balabas. They're like Nes and Teg. They used to eat different days by different balabatim. So the Gemara says a lot of times the Talmidim in the yeshiva did not enjoy eating by the balabatim because they didn't treat them nicely. They used to give their own children, they gave bigger portions, and they gave the yeshiva bachur a smaller portion. They wouldn't give any seconds, and they were stingy on the yeshiva bar. So the boy ate, he always ate by this balabas, he always slept in the dormitory. But he didn't enjoy eating by the balabas. So the Gemara says, since they enjoyed sleeping in the dorm, much more than eating by the balabas, so that's called based on the place where you sleep. Everyone would agree. The one that's more comfortable, the one that's more pleasant, the one that's more kavua, one that's more private, this is assumed to be more comfortable. And if everything else is equal, so then we pass in the Mokum Achila beats out the Mokum Shina.
Within those 2 days in Rashi, that prepared Saroah, but if someone is, let's say, going to just light later, at like 11 o'clock, and right now it's 7 o'clock, and they walk by, they don't make the bracha.
Those are the 2 days in Rashi. One opinion is that you should say Birchas Haroah on your way home. Let's say I'm walking home from the yeshiva, and I see everybody else lit the menorah, and I leave after Ma'ariv at 6:30. According to the one opinion in Rashi, you should say Birchas Haroah. And then when you get home, just say La'adik Ner Shel Chanukah.
So
Rasul Lechik said that his father used to close his eyes when he walked from the street. When he walked home after davening Ma'ariv, he used to close his eyes, look down, he didn't want to look at the menorah. The whole idea of lighting the menorah in the windows is to make this something nisa, so all the Jews who passed by should see. His father was concerned about the 2 days in Rashi.
So he didn't.
Yeah. According to the one opinion, it's b'chiv to say b'chas haray right away. According to the other opinion, you're not at all b'chiv in b'chas haray. You're supposed to say later. It's hard to do like that, not to look at all. It's a little humorous, yeah.
If you you go home for the weekend, but you spend the week up in the dorm, should you lighten the dorm, or should you have your family making a lot of beso for you?
No, the Pashto says that in the middle of the week when he stays in the dorm, that's beso. When he goes home for Shabbos, that's beso.
But the other problem is in the dorm you have to light downstairs, where it's not the right.
That's a big problem. That's a shaila. So somehow somebody paskin that there are a lot of rabbanim here. So I was outvoted. So all the other rabbanim decided that it's good. Where they designated that everyone should light is good. I don't understand that. Yeah.
If one can't actually stay in another person's apartment,
rent
space in the apartment and light there and count that as
What do you mean rent space? What
does
he have to
do? Paying him some amount and consider that
his no, it has to be either makam achila or makam lino. No, I have to sleep there. If I sleep there,
eat dinner every night there.
And I don't sleep there.
You don't sleep.
They're not the owners. How can you pay them money?
No, they have the right to use the apartment. Four guys have the right to use the apartment, and then the fifth guy's gonna come is gonna inconvenience them. So for a small fee, he'll accept the inconvenience. For a reasonable fee, he'll accept being inconvenienced. I don't know. You mean you're just going to eat there? You're not going to sleep there? The guy's going to sleep back in his own room.
Yeah.
So that's kavua, and this is aroi. So whatever you have, one is kavua, one is aroi. The sleeping is all year long he sleeps here. And the eating is only 8 days. Whatever, one is kavua, one is aroi, so the kavua wins. Those are the rules. Yeah. Okay, so Hanukkah is approaching. So tomorrow afternoon, Mincha, we don't say Tachlin. Today, we're still saying Tachlin. Okay, we left off yesterday in the middle of a Shvera Rambam, right? Not a Shvera Rambam.